This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the last 16, things are getting exciting. Korea Republic and Brazil has now finished. So let's get back in the car and hear what our experts have to say.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back in the car after Brazil's 4-win victory over Korea Republic. My name is Arnie Beres. I'm joined by our technical experts Farid Mondragon, Jürgen Klinsmann, Dori Cha, as well as our football performance analyst Elliot Stunner. Jürgen, Brazil has been sensational tonight. What are your thoughts on them?
I think we all witnessed just a wonderful performance by Brazil. It's been entertaining. It's been incredible technical football, but also with tempo pace. I liked also their work against the ball. They try to win it back right away. I mean, they're looking sharp. They're looking serious. It was all done after the second goal. I mean, if you go through all the individual goals, one goal was more beautiful than the other. It's just their style. It's their characteristics, and it all came out today. And you felt sorry for Korea Republic. They tried, but if you face a team like Brazil today that really turned it on, and there's nothing you can do against it. And gotta give Korea a compliment. Also, they tried the entire second half to score at least a goal, which they did. But they never had really a chance to win this game or to even play it even, because Brazil was so superior in all dimension of the game.
And Dori, what would you say? What sets them apart also in comparison to other teams?
Huge, unbelievable individual quality from the attacking line. I think all the goals was great to watch, and how much technique and skills they created the chances and scored the goals. This was great to watch. And Korea looks a bit scary in the beginning, of course. After 10 minutes was 2-0, then it's not easy for the players to play against a player like Brazil. I mean, after 2-0, Brazil come a little bit down, stop the tempo in the game and give more space for Korea and time to play, and then automatically the space behind the last line is open and more. And then the Brazil players waiting for the right moment. They had more space to play a counter-attack, and they have the quality and the technique to bring this counter-attack finish. And first half 4-0, I think then it's over. And Korea can be happy that Brazil stopped. The aim in the second half from Brazil was no injury and finished the game. So 4-1, disappointed a little bit, but we play against the best team maybe in the world.
And Jürgen, what stood out to me is that, similar to France maybe a little bit yesterday, Brazil also spent some time maybe purposefully in a low block, tried to defend well at times, focused on defending, and then ran some counters. Is that maybe a characteristic of a team that can go very far, that they're good in possession but they also know how to defend and from that run counters?
Well, in this case, maybe a little bit different to France was that they stayed in the middle or lower block because they already scored two goals right in the beginning. So when you're up there, then you kind of let the other team come and you save a little bit of energy this way. And then you counter-break. And when Brazil counter-breaks, when they go in transition, it's just incredible tempo, how precise their passing is. The combination play for Richarlison's goal has been just a beauty, an absolute beauty to watch. Really, really difficult to stop that Brazilian side. And so when they spend their time in a low block, it was really just to save some energy. And that's what they did in the second half. They didn't do more than they needed. They subbed out, obviously, Neymar, but also other players. I thought it was nice from the coach to give the third goalkeeper also a couple of minutes. It's a nice gesture. And then they finished it professionally the second half. It was just such a superior performance by Brazil that you got to just count them now in for one of the top 3-4 teams in this tournament.
And Elliot, from your end on the data side?
Yeah, if we just touch on the low block time that Brazil spent, their average for the tournament has been 12%, so echoing Jürgen's sentiments about them trying to save energy, they spent 29% in a low block in the first half. If we combine that with their out of possession team length in their own half of 36 metres, this lends to quite a few counter opportunities, leaving Richarlison, Neymar up at the top of the pitch, and combining that with good ball carriers such as Vini Jr. and Rafinha, it allowed them to create plenty of attacking opportunities this way.
And varied 5 goals, but I thought 2 good performances from the goalkeepers tonight.
Yeah, we start from the difficult part, Seung-Yu Kim. It's very difficult for a goalie, when a goalkeeper, when it's a 13th minute starting of the game, you haven't touched the ball and you already have 2 goals inside, you know. But he came out of this situation showing a lot of character and showing he is a very, very good goalkeeper. I'm very impressed with, I said it the first day I saw South Korea against Uruguay, you know. How the goalkeepers in South Korea had improved, not only because of the technique, the talent, the performance, the skills, but because of the height. They are now tall, they are big, big lads. I saw the warm-up every game with this Portuguese goalkeeper trainer, and I felt one of the best warm-ups I have ever seen in the World Cup, made the goalkeeper trainer from South Korea. So big, big applause for him. It's not an easy game, but he also stopped that performance to be almost ridiculed for 6, 8, or 10 goals. So, and for me, the biggest winner of the night, it's Alisson. Not because Brazil scored 4 goals. Alisson, in his first 2 performances, was not showing good confidence. He was not showing he was himself. And today, in an apparently easy game, he made 3 saves, unbelievable saves, that will give him back his good shape, his good performance, a boost in his ego, in his confidence, to face the most important phase of the World Cup. So this is a very, very happy night for Alisson and for Brazil. They have him back in his best shape. And I think that's very, very good news for Alisson and Brazil. And what Jürgen said, yeah, I am also agree. It's a very nice and good gesture from Tite, making everyone play, including the third goalkeeper. That shows the unit and the how close and how good as a team in the football side, but in the spiritual and the team spirit side, to make him play a couple of minutes, to have a taste of a World Cup. I think that is extraordinary gesture.
That's it for tonight. Shorter podcast tonight. My thanks to Jürgen, Duri, Farid and Elliot. We will be back tomorrow when Morocco will face Spain and Switzerland will take on Portugal. Good night to everyone.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.